This web ministry has only one purpose, and that is to contend for the faith. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. All of the features offered here are certifications that the words found in the Holy Bible have been authored by and are in truth the words of the living God. This holy book, this beautiful book, is the map by which to navigate life. It is the owner's manual, a book given to us by the Creator of all that is. Consider this. All of the world's millions, even billions of books, must, by necessity, bow down and do obeisance to this one book. God's book answers all our questions. In College Philosophy 101, they continue to ask, where did I come from? Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? All are questions that the youngest child of God just simply knows the answers to. Have you been born again? Born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God, even as Jesus Christ directs in John chapter 3, verse 3? Are you ready for life's answers, even God's solutions? Embrace the living book today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Ezekiel 47:12, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to its months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. God said, Revelation 22:1-5, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Man said, the irrelevance of the Bible is plain to see. Every educated person knows there is no God, and therefore he has no book. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 643, which will once again prove the absolute accuracy of the Word of God. All of these features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the redeemed and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. In the beginning, before sin, God had created botanicals to sustain the health of his creation, even the very tree of life situated in the midst of paradise. Adam and Eve were created to live forever, but something went drastically wrong. In an act of unbelief and disobedience, Eve and Adam partook of the forbidden fruit, and the curse of sin and death fell upon them, their offspring, and all of the earth. But for the redeemed, that situation is preparing to change. When the blood-bought enter the gates of eternity, they are once again greeted by God's botanicals. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. As an aside, the Bible teaches us that in eternity we will not be affected by the harmful rays of today's sun. Consider the following verses, Isaiah 49:10. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for He that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Isaiah 60, verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Jesus Christ is the morning star that even outshines the sun. Great things are coming. Christ's light, botanicals, and living water are foundational to immortality. Until just about 100 years ago, the medicinals of this world were botanicals, leaf extracts, tree bark, etc. Due to the high cost of producing botanicals, the pharmaceutical industry busily created synthetic lookalikes. Even today, although, nearly 50% of medicines are still botanical extracts. In the July 2013 issue of Life Extension magazine, health writer Scott Newman penned a feature titled, Avoiding Cancer Risk of Sun Damage. Several paragraphs follow. No matter where you live, the ongoing depletion of the ozone layer increases your risk of skin cancer. Over the past 40 years, melanoma cases increased 800% for women and 400% for men. Non-melanoma cases increased 153% for women and just 64% for men. Skin cancer now accounts for over 40% of all cancers in the U.S. Topical sunblocks aren't putting a dent in the rates of skin cancer. Thankfully, researchers have found a unique botanical extract that, taken internally, protects skin from solar damage and minimizes the potentially lethal DNA mutations that occur from sun exposure. Nearly a decade of rigorous research and clinical trials has shown that the fern plant, Polypodium leucotomus, has the uncanny ability to shield the skin against the dangerous effects of ultraviolet exposure. Scientists have found that an extract of the fern, Polypodium leucotomus, when taken internally, slows the rate of harmful UV rays penetrating the skin and prevents the damage caused by rays when they do get through. Ultimately, this helps avoid cellular changes in the skin that lead to premature aging and cancer. Best of all, Polypodium leucotomus offers this protection from the inside out. The result is an oral photoprotective agent that provides uniform cellular total body surface protection, including the eyes, lips, and the scalp. One of the early clinical studies on Polypodium leucotomus determined that the oral extracts offered significant protection against the sun's rays. The study subjects experienced an almost threefold increase in the amount of time they spent in the sun before their skin began to burn compared to when they weren't using any form of UV protection. Subjects taking a medication associated with increased photosensitivity experienced even more impressive results, lengthening the amount of sunlight their skin could tolerate before damage occurred by nearly sevenfold. Another study confirmed the ability of Polypodium leucotomus to protect the skin against UV damage. This particular study consisted of subjects with fair to light skin, which means they were more vulnerable to sun damage in the first place. The active group was administered the Polypodium leucotomus extract, a dose that translates to 525 milligrams for a typical 154-pound person, and then was directly exposed to varying doses of artificial ultraviolet radiation. Once again, the subjects taking the Polypodium leucotomus extract experienced a significant decrease in the reddening of their skin, but the microscopic effects were even more impressive. Polypodium leucotomus offers photoprotection against one of the most extreme forms of sun damage, sun poisoning. Those who suffered from sun poisoning can break out in a rash even after limited exposure to the sun. This condition is known as polymorphic light eruption, which belongs to a category of UV-induced skin disorders known as idiopathic dermatosis. In a recent study, 57 patients with idiopathic dermatosis took 480 milligrams per day of polypodium leucotomus orally and then exposed themselves to sunlight. The polypodium leucotomus extract significantly reduced symptoms in 73% of the subjects. This study had nearly identical results to a previous study of patients with idiopathic dermatosis. In that study, the subjects took 480 milligrams of oral polypodium leucotomus and then exposed themselves to sunlight, and an astounding 80% of the patients reported benefits from its use. In study after study, polypodium leucotomus has proven its ability to decrease the short-term consequences of sun exposure, such as redness and sunburn cell formation, but the long-term benefits are equally impressive. In a recent study, scientists studied the impact of polypodium leucotomus on both UV-radiated and non-radiated fibroblast in vitro. They wanted to determine if it would have an effect on matrix metalloproteinases, which are enzymes stimulated by UV light and that break down elastin and collagen, the proteins that are responsible for keeping your skin supple and firm. The researchers determined that polypodium leucotomus could both prevent and repair damaged skin. In an article published in Photochemical and Photobiological Sciences, Dr. Salvador Gonzalez, a renowned physician researcher in dermatology and photomedicine at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, reviewed several proposed mechanisms by which the natural ingredient appears to work. First, it inhibits free radicals. Polypodium leucotomus slows the proliferation of free radicals that are normally seen with sun exposure and normal metabolic processes throughout the body. It prevents DNA damage. Polypodium leucotomus prevents damage to and decomposition of DNA and natural elements that protect the skin, such as Langerhans cells, and prevents UV rays from killing skin cells and supporting structures. It acts as a powerful anti-inflammatory, especially in the skin tissue. It inhibits photoimmunosuppression. Polypodium leucotomus prevents UV rays from suppressing immune function, which is important in preventing harmful cellular changes that could lead to the development of skin cancer. Polypodium leucotomus not only has a short-term effect, such as inhibiting reactive oxygen species production and DNA damage, but the short-term effects translate into long-term prevention of photoaging and photocarcinogenesis, Dr. Gonzalez said. It protects the entire skin surface, including the mucous membranes and the scalp. It cannot be rubbed off or removed by perspiring or bathing. It provides quick, easy sun protection for everyday use. If you are planning on being in the sun for any period of time, it's best to combine the use of oral polypodium leucotomus extracts with a high SPF sunscreen for added protection, end of quote. In the beginning, God established the laws of life, and botanicals were crucial to immortality. In eternity, botanicals will continue on as a central player forever. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life, one that lasts forever. God said, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12, "And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." God said, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Man said, the irrelevance of the Bible is plain to see. Every educated person knows that there is no God, and therefore he has no book. Now you have the record.